federal government is poised to spend $5 billion making the homes of low-income Americans more energy efficient. President Obama says it's a smart way to stimulate the economy.
And save the average working family $350 on their energy bills by weatherizing 2.5 million homes.
New York is getting more weatherization money than any other state, and WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports it's already stimulating job creation.
Looking for work? Fran Fuseli needs to fill the following positions as soon as possible.
We have energy auditors, we have construction managers, we have people that go out there and do outreach.
Fuseli is the weatherization director with the Northwest Bronx Community and Clergy Coalition. It's one of 64 state-approved nonprofit groups that do home weatherization in New York. Earlier this month, they gathered in a conference room in downtown Manhattan for a statewide video hearing. After the meeting broke up, people stuck around and kibitzed.
It'll mean purchasing new vehicles, hiring more staff, and
we can hire more people, reaching out, take our already trained people to train others.
Fran Fuseli says she'll tackle a 5-year backlog of buildings ready to be weatherized. She'll also double her staff to about 20. She can do it all because the federal government is, in effect, quadrupling her budget.
We're talking about close to $10 million.
The infusion of cash is turbocharging a program that's moved slowly for most of its 33-year history. Begun in the aftermath of the 1970s oil embargo, the Federal Weatherization Assistance Program was designed to help poor people lower their energy bills. It's now reached more than 6 million low-income families. 500,000 homes have been weatherized in New York State. Wendell Rice is a weatherization director in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn.
One of the biggest problems with the housing stock in New York City is draft. These buildings are old, drafty as hell.
With hot summers, cold winters, and older than average housing stock, New York will get the single biggest funding boost, almost $400 million. Over the next 2.5 years, the state expects to retrofit an additional 45,000 homes. Wendell Rice just hired 5 men.
Still not finished. I'm going to weatherize about 1,200 units.
In the next 2.5 years?
No. This year, right here.
They'll be doing the kind of job that's already happening in this apartment building on East 29th Street in Manhattan, managed by Miriam Rubinton.
Actually, this is a 2-bedroom apartment.
In the living room of apartment 6M, workers have cleared a path to the balcony and laid drop cloths on the floor.
And they're removing the existing frames on the windows, and they're replacing those with brand new, energy-efficient windows.
Victor Singh is the team supervisor.
What is that, like an electric saw?
Sozo. And he has to spray a little bit WD-40s, so, you know, the cut is smooth.
About 70% of this work is being paid for with weatherization dollars. The landlord is responsible for the rest. In an owner-occupied building, a family of four would have to show income of $45,000 or less in order to qualify for aid. In rental buildings like this one, the landlord must produce paperwork showing that 2/3 of residents have below-average income. Even though this is a mixed-income building, Miriam Rubinton says it was a challenge.
We weren't sure we were going to qualify, and very luckily, all the tenants came out and submitted that information, and we did.
Rubinton worries, however, that one of her other buildings, just across the street, may not meet income requirements. There are concerns as this program ramps up. Boiler repair person and energy auditor are skilled jobs, and there could be a shortage. In Washington, Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, a former state auditor, has warned that with so much money sloshing around, there will be rampant opportunities for fraud. But right now, weatherization directors say they're happy to put their programs to the test. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.